Hello to everybody across the entire world. T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardiman, coming to you live again, hot off the press, with a true violence and eruption story, episode number 7. I titled this story, Baby's Mama Drama, if you get the drift. I decided to take my sunglasses off as I tell this story because I wanted people to know that I'm a real person. So what happened here is I received a call from a young man that happens to be a Cook County correctional officer. He informed me that his son, who was 21 years old, had stolen his revolver to go and confront his girlfriend's new boyfriend. This is a very chaotic story, everybody. So he provided me with the address of the girlfriend's apartment and everything, and the young guy was on his way to confront his girlfriend's new boyfriend. So what happened earlier that day, let's play the tape back for a second. The young man had stopped by Walmart to purchase some clothing and some Pampers for his newborn son, but when he stopped by his girlfriend's house to drop off all the belongings, her new boyfriend answered the door with a gun in his hand, and what he did is he shot the gun up in the air to let the guy know he meant business, leave the premises immediately. I'm the new boyfriend. That's what the young man told the other young man. So the young man fled the scene, and he arrived back at his father's house and stole his father's revolver to come back and confront the new boyfriend. So his father called me and provided me with the address. I called two of my violence interrupters, and I asked them to meet me there, and his father was on his way as well, but the young man arrived a few minutes before we got there, and the young man and the young man's son had shot the windows out in the apartment, and the young man upstairs had returned fire. Now this here was really an explosive scene. Do not try this at home. So one thing led to another. The father talked to his son. He had to console him. We consoled his son as well because his son was crying crocodile tears. I mean this because he was dealing with a heartbreak. He did not know if the young baby was his son or not, and he had been shot at. The other guy shot at him earlier that day. So his father took care of him. He turned over the gun to his father, and I knocked on the door, and surprisingly, the young lady allowed me to come upstairs to talk to the young man that was her new boyfriend. And the new boyfriend told me straight up, he said, look, man, the bottom line, this is my girl, this is my baby, and if the guy thinks this is his son, he should take a blood test or whatever the case may be, and we'll deal with the facts once they come out. But for right now, this is my girl, period. He was straight up about it. I asked the young lady, how do you feel about all of this? She said, hey, she said what the new boyfriend said. So I had to go back downstairs and share this information with the young man and his father. So the young man said, okay, whatever the case may be, but you can really truly see the young man was hurt on the highest level. So we successfully got a chance to mediate this conflict on the front end. Nobody had to go to jail. Nobody had to go to the cemetery. But in the meantime, I hope they can go to the Marvy show or something and find out if the child is the new boyfriend's child or the young man that shot the windows out. So therefore, episode number 7, we successfully mediated a potential conflict that could have turned deadly on the front end. And I'd like to thank everybody for subscribing to my YouTube web series. And thank you very much. And you can also visit my website at violenceinterrupters.org. Peace. Episode number 7, Baby's Mama Drama.